Test yourself. 2. Exercise 2. You're going to listen to a telephone conversation between a company's representative and a customer. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Hello, VivaBus Customer Service. This is Asha speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to complain about the service on one of your bus routes.
Which route were you travelling on, please?
The bus was going from Vienna to Amsterdam.
And the date of your journey?
The 12th of July. The bus left from the main train station at 9:45 a.m.
Right. And what is your complaint?
The bus wasn't clean. There was rubbish on my seat from the last passenger.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I'm afraid our drivers don't always have time to check and clean the seats when passengers are getting on and off the bus.
Actually, I wouldn't complain if that had been the only problem.
Oh, there was another problem?
Well, apart from the rubbish on my seat, the air conditioning on the bus didn't work.
Are you sure?
Yes. Other passengers noticed it too.
Did you tell the bus driver? It could be that the air conditioning just wasn't switched on.
Yes, I did. That's what I'd also like to complain about. The driver wasn't very helpful or very friendly. He didn't seem to care.
I see. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. I will certainly speak to our Vienna office and have the bus checked by one of our mechanics.
What about the driver?
I will find out who your driver was and speak to my manager about the situation.
So that's all? I don't feel the bus service was worth the money that I paid.
I understand. I can offer you a free voucher for a journey on any of our buses travelling a similar distance.
So I can't just have my money back?
If you're not happy with this arrangement, I'd suggest that you write a formal complaint to our management. Would you like the email address?
Yes, I think I would.
All right. The address is... Hello, VivaBus Customer Service. This is Asha speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to complain about the service on one of your bus routes.
Which route were you travelling on, please?
The bus was going from Vienna to Amsterdam.
And the date of your journey?
The 12th of July. The bus left from the main train station at 9:45 a.m.
Right. And what is your complaint?
The bus wasn't clean. There was rubbish on my seat from the last passenger.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I'm afraid our drivers don't always have time to check and clean the seats when passengers are getting on and off the bus.
Actually, I wouldn't complain if that had been the only problem.
Oh, there was another problem?
Well, apart from the rubbish on my seat, the air conditioning on the bus didn't work.
Are you sure?
Yes, other passengers noticed it too.
Did you tell the bus driver? It could be that the air conditioning just wasn't switched on.
Yes, I did. That's what I'd also like to complain about. The driver wasn't very helpful or very friendly. He didn't seem to care.
I see. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. I will certainly speak to our Vienna office and have the bus checked by one of our mechanics.
What about the driver?
I will find out who your driver was and speak to my manager about the situation.
So that's all? I don't feel the bus service was worth the money that I paid.
I understand. I can offer you a free voucher for a journey on any of our buses travelling a similar distance.
So I can't just have my money back?
If you're not happy with this arrangement, I'd suggest that you write a formal complaint to our management. Would you like the email address?
Yes, I think I would.
All right. The address is...